Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Vivian Louise Sharp, Media Personality Presents Shooting the Breeze, featuring potpourri topics of life. Music by New Maniac producer Just Wanna Fly, featuring Vivian Louise Sharp. This is a Sharp Paradigm Entertainment production.
Welcome. I'm Vivian Louise Sharp, and you're in tune to Shooting the Breeze. And we have a guest with us this afternoon. Our program will come to you every day, Monday through Friday, between the hours of 4 and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And our topics will be potpourri, topics of life. So if you're interested in being a guest on this program, you can give me a call. And we'll talk about that too. But you can give me a call at 216-272-5865. And we can highlight your business, highlight your passion, highlight your purpose. And you may be able to come on anytime, Monday through Friday, between the hours of 4 and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now that we've taken care of that, I would like to tell you that today we have with us a special guest from the Cleveland, Ohio area, and we're going worldwide. We're on a worldwide stage with internet radio, and we're part of ScreenWorks Entertainment as well, that's doing this wonderful job for us today. Mr. J.D., are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Are you there, J.D.?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, can you hear me okay? J.D., tell us a little bit about you, if you can hear me at all. You got to get your phone set in there. Tell me, this is coming from our locations. We do not have to have a studio. We are in the locations of our personal office space. And this is how you come on. J.D., are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, tell me a little bit about you're a musician, you're a producer, and you also have a lot of holdings in the music industry. Start off and tell me a little bit about how you got started and what made you want to join the music industry.
Well, what really started me into the music was my grandma. She inspired me. When I was sitting there in the choir stand singing, and my mom singing in the choir stand at church, that's what inspired me to do my music. I started picking up all different instruments. Drums, first instrument, piano, then all guitar, then all the other instruments after that growing up, and then going to school, learning more about music, getting into producing, and getting into writing my music and producing music as well.
Okay, go ahead.
Also, my business as well, Rap Nation Inc., where it has different parts of it, film, photography, music production. And
okay.
I'm trying to build with as well to grow that. And then I have my own clothing line that I'm trying to make go up, and then also a show line that I'm trying to create, and also a suit line. So I want to build up my fan base and build up everything so I can help a lot of people as well. My mission is to help everybody so they can hear my message, so they can see how I did it, so I can help them do it. I want to help other people as well.
Okay, if you can go to a room where you cannot hear the background information, can you find a room in the house, a quiet room in the house, so we can not have the background. But while you're doing that, I'll ask you another question. What do you want to do as your ultimate goal next? What is your goal next? What would you, you're on Spotify and sound, what medium?
My next goal is to go platinum for real. I want to blow up. I want to help everybody, help all my family, help all my loved ones, help them get out of it. Because we're living in a few right now, all the threat of violence and everything. And I don't want that around my family no more, because this world is coming to an end shortly. So I'm trying to do the best I can right now to help my family and get them out of struggle.
Right. Now, do you do inspirational music? Do you also do anything in other genres?
Oh, yeah, I do multiple genres. I do R&B, gospel, hip-hop, R&B.
Do you write your own music?
I write all my music. No, mm-hmm.
Do you ever do any... what do they call that when you join up with someone else? Do you ever do anything on collaborations?
Collaboration. I have a lot of collaboration in Ohio right now. Right now, I'm with a group. Me and my homie, Dean, they go by Baby Dread and his girl, Bree. We are called the Trio. But we're trying to come up with a new name, but that's what we go by right now, the Trio. And it's a rap group. We just spit knowledge to everybody trying to come up out the hood.
How many are in that group? Just you and one person?
No, it's three people. It's me,
three
my
people.
Homie, and his girl.
What do you, as far as your business is concerned, do you have your names copywritten and trademarked? I mean, have you done your business part?
I have some of my business part ready to go. I still haven't got my stuff for my clothing line and shoe line. I haven't got that up already yet, but I have my LLC with my business.
Can you go into the bathroom? Go into the bathroom. It's too much noise
right
in the background.
That's where I'm at right now. I'm in the
bathroom. Oh, good.
Quiet.
Okay.
Right now.
I don't like to say that on the air, but that's a quiet place. Okay,
yeah,
wonderful.
Yeah.
Tell me more about, have you done any traveling? Will you travel if they book you somewhere? Or do you want to just stay in Cleveland?
So I'll be booking my own shows and everything. I just had a show on February 1st. And I just went down to Florida, Orlando, Florida, to the show out there at the Bomb Tavern.
Oh, okay.
So,
was it by yourself? I mean, you did know it was a part of a group or a team.
Huh?
Did you, was there other people on the stage with you? I mean, were you just the only one they called for?
No. It was more people on the show, but
mm-hmm.
I was on the show as well. But there was a lot of us there from Cleveland. A lot of Cleveland artists was down at Florida at the Bombshell Tavern.
Well, tell me something. Do you, what mediums are you on? Where is your music being distributed at?
My music is being distributed all different places. YouTube, it is being on Spotify, it's being on Tidal, Amazon Music, all platforms.
Okay, tell me what you go by. How do they find you online? What's your name, JD?
Yeah.
What do you go by?
They'll find me on all platforms under.
Say that again. We're getting a feedback or something. Go ahead. Again. JD, did I lose you?
Yes, hello.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah,
yeah,
I'm here.
Yeah. My bad. I go by JD. So on all platforms, you can look it up, JAY JD. On all platforms and on all music platforms. So you can look up my music. One of my albums is The Book of Life by JD. It's my album. And then my EP is called Daydreaming by JD.
Say that again.
So it's The Book of Life by JD and Daydreaming by JD.
Oh, okay. That's wonderful. And how did you come about that name? I mean, what made you decide to call yourself JAYDEE?
Well, J stands for Jeremiah, and D stands for Deshaun, because my name is Jeremiah Deshaun Washington, so I go by JD.
Oh, okay. That's wonderful. You got now. What is your long range goal? I mean, you don't have a manager yet, so you're looking for that, right? I mean, you manage yourself.
Yeah.
You're doing a wonderful job, but you need to move into the next round, right?
Yeah, I gotta move into the next round, next phase. I'm trying to get a nice manager where I can get really out here and blow up, you know?
Right. You want an agent. You need an agent, too, to book you. Right. Now, you're not going to do a lot of traveling. You live in the Cleveland area, the greater Cleveland area?
No, I've been doing some traveling to some shows. But most of my shows have been here in Cleveland.
Okay. What have you played here in Cleveland that people might have seen you?
I could probably see me at the House of Blues, the Grog Shop. I probably see me at Wilbert's Bar and Grill.
Wonderful. So how long do you think that you want to wait before you hit the national stage?
The maximum stage?
National. The whole United States.
I'm on the national stage right now.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I want to hit it right now.
Is there anything you would like to say to a young and upcoming musician like that would be younger than you, how they would stay in the business and how they would attend to their business? What would you say to a younger person?
Well, what I would tell them is don't ever lose focus of your dreams. Don't let nobody tell you can't do something, because if you got your mindset to do something and you have a goal and you know how to set the goal to achieve the goal, then you will be able to do it. If you put your mind to it, you can do anything.
That's wonderful. Do you have anything that you read besides the Bible that inspires you? Any author?
Any author?
Yeah, do you have any books that you would like to refer the person to?
I got a couple of different things that I read. Like, I read
What did you say?
If I ever have have you ever heard of the book called Unbroken or the movie Unbroken?
Uh-huh.
Well, I've been reading that lately. That's what I've been reading off and on. I constantly read. I read it like 3-5 times, but it's a really good book, really good reading. It's about a guy named Zimmerman, and he was a POW, so he was an account. He was trying to get out, and he was he became an athlete and was running in the Olympics and everything with Jesse Owens. But the way they did him was so bad, and that's why I like the book so much, because the way he came from and what he achieved. And it's very good life lesson to learn from.
Now, who was that again? I didn't get the name.
The name of the book is Unbroken.
And who is the person they're talking to? He's talking about himself?
Yeah, he's talking about himself.
And what's his name? The name of the book is Broken, but what's the author's name?
Unbroken. The author.
Do you remember his name? If not, that's okay.
Yeah,
we'll look for the book.
Laura Helen Bryant. What's her name?
Uh-huh. Okay, you have some music. Let's see if that engineer has the music.
I
did
have
you give your music
every day. Every which way is making me crazy. I'm lightweight dealing with depression. Every time I go home, I have to deal with my grandfather. He dealing with dementia. He forgetting everything he knew in the short term memory, but he remembers everything in his past. Growing up in Alabama, he don't even remember his wife dying. He still be talking to her spirit in the house, thinking that she really dead. It breaks my heart telling him that she ain't dead. Seeing all her pictures on the wall, seeing all the flowers that she planted around the house, makes him reminisce. And it don't make it no better that my mom looked just like her, and he even be calling her Johnny May just like he called her. Thoughts go through my mind. Thoughts go through my mind every day. Pain in my heart, I wish would go away. Thoughts go through my mind every day. Pain in my heart, I wish would go away. Thoughts go through my mind every day. Pain in my heart, I wish would go away. Mind every day, pain in my heart, I wish would go away. I know my mama's struggling, suffering, having aches and pains, lose away. Come now to find out that she has thyroid. It's making me sad, don't know what to do. So I'm praying to God and ask him what to do. Please, Lord, give me guidance, because the world is getting very wicked. You know this is the end of the book of Revelation. Everybody's going crazy, getting addicted to drugs, becoming alcoholic, showing their real side, being abusive, acting hypnotized. They taking the focus off things that really matter, losing their job, trying to provide for their family, taking care of their spouse, taking care of their newborn baby. They just care about getting drunk, getting high, shooting themselves up with the daily needle. Don't even care about the well-being of their family. They selfish, selfless, don't even care about themselves. They can die in their sleep and it don't even matter to them. Thoughts go through my mind every day. Pain in my heart, I wish would go away. Thoughts go through my mind every day. Pain in my heart, I wish would go away. Thoughts go through my mind every day. Pain in my heart, I wish would go away. Thoughts go through my mind every day. Pain in my heart, I wish would go away. They only dreaming and thinking about when I'm gonna pop the next pill, when I'm gonna shoot myself up with the heroin, when I'm gonna snip that white medicine, or when I'm gonna get the next dose of the dope. When they should be thinking about will I see the next day. Pray to the Lord to bless you with another day. People don't take life for granted. This is well as you got breath in your body. God can take life out your body. Think it's a game, keep playing God like a PlayStation. He can take your blessings away, where you don't have nowhere to stay, where you can't be starving for your life. Make you think twice about picking up that pill you're familiar. God can show you a life lesson. Take your kids and your wife away, make you suffer, make you feel the pain they was always feeling. Your wife was always crying because you was always abusing her, always intoxicated, always faded, different state of mind when you always wasted. Thoughts go through my mind every day. Pain in my heart, I wish would go away. Thoughts go through my mind every day. Pain in my heart, I wish would go away. Thoughts go through my mind every day. Pain in my heart, I wish would go away. Thoughts go through my mind every day. Pain in my heart, I wish would go away.
Wow, that's wonderful. I enjoyed that. It was up-tempo. I like up-tempo. And did you record that in a studio here in Cleveland or somewhere else?
In Cleveland. I recorded that myself.
You did that yourself?
Yeah, I do my own production.
Oh, wonderful. Where did you learn that? Production.
Production, Tri-C, and my associates.
Oh, did you get a degree in that at Tri-C or just took some classes?
Huh?
Did you get a degree in production at Tri-C? A certificate?
Oh, yeah. Associates.
Oh, you got an associate's degree, a 2-year. Oh, wonderful. That was when you were still in high school?
Yeah, that's when I was on the radio with you, when I first did my first interview.
Yeah, we did radio at another station, and you were there as my intern. I remember that. That was wonderful. Well, what would
that
you like to say?
I had that a while ago.
Yeah, that's been a while. 65, 66, not 65, 2000 and something. We remember that, but
2016.
That's right, 2015. You're like my son.
Yeah.
He's a producer, and he remembers a lot of historical things as well.
Yeah.
Well, how are you doing with the virus? Is that keeping you down, or what are you doing? Are you staying in?
I'm just chilling, working, chilling, working. Not going nowhere because it's corona. Can't do nothing. Can't go out.
Well, we got about 2 or 3 more minutes. Is there anything you'd like to say at the closing?
Well, I'd like to tell everybody, all the mothers from the day before, Happy Mother's Day. And thank y'all for listening to my music. Thank y'all for listening to our show. Thank you.
And also, now they need to know, either you want them to get in contact with us or you. I mean, how would they, what you have to say, a public thing that you can put out there so they can reach you?
Well, y'all can reach me at any time on my social media at KING_JAY_DEE on Instagram, and then on Facebook at JDJAY_DEE, and y'all can look me up at any time. Hit me up, DM me at any time. I'm free. If you got any studio time or anything like that, let me know.
Yeah, do you actually work for other people? You'll help them with their studio production?
Yes, I help.
You do that too? Okay. Do you have an email that you can give out this public?
Yes, the JD Show. At gmail.com.
And JD is J-A-Y what?
J-A-Y-D-E-E.
D like David.
D.
D-E-E.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
The JD Show.
Yep. At gmail.com.
At gmail.com. The JD Show at gmail.com. And you can get in touch with this wonderful young artist from Cleveland, Ohio. And he's been here. Were you born here?
Yeah, born here, raised Alabama.
Okay, wonderful. Well, Mr. Our wonderful person here, Mr. Myron, is going to play the song as we close the
Welcome
show.
Welcome to
Vivian
Louise
Sharp.
Media Personality presents Shooting Free, featuring potpourri topics of life. Music by New Maniac producer. Just Wanna Fly, featuring Vivian Louise Sharp. This is a Sharp.
Look inside from the fears. Think about it, would you do this all again? Looking back, and you know what could have been. Seems from the soul. Speak of eternal. We seem to live and learn so. We dare to write this journal from everything we do. With all reflections to bear, and maybe true connections even there. We go beyond the world we thought was only me and you. Won't fly so far from the there's a way that we can know this. At least we can put this on a wish list. Can we see if it's something that we can't miss? Put some clarity. Anyway, we can treat this as a gift. Seeing truth in a moment of reminisce. Waking up to a moment of true bliss. Feel like necessity. What's so amusing? The way ain't so confusing. To free the mind and choose it, and not to codify. I heard this life can be so quite demanding. One word and a lack of understanding. From this, yeah, I know we got a plan in. I'll leave it to the side.